All right, now welcome once again to another package. In fact, the last package, the last matter, yes, the last RNG, as you consign Fantasy Premier League, brought to you by the Republicans. And today, I don't go bring them, come. Man them. To my left, Ugo, one and only Juventus fan. To my right, I don't know.
Which I'm saying no.
I don't know what to call him because I don't know how best go. One season, only one is about two club. I don't know.
Why
I don't
are you like this?
I don't die for Olamide, but
respect the Premier League champion.
Olamide is here. Thank He's now much. A Manchester City fan.
Thank
though.
You very much.
But that aside, Fantasy Premier League, the last match day now we talk about. And also we wrap up everything that happened during the season. And as much as possible, still project what you would expect for next season. Remember, Premier League, Fantasy Premier League are always every season. And more or less, things where you do this season, if you don't work out for you next season, we'll go talk about all those ones. But first, Ugo, welcome once again to the matter.
Thank you.
Olamide, welcome once again.
Thank you.
Most start from Premier League and most start from the winners, the losers, people we buzz, people we bring points, people we say we expect to go bring points, we don't bring points. Olamide, make I start with you. Most start from Erling Haaland. First off, when Erling Haaland first come England, the buzz was, Ingo score goals. Ingo bring the goals. Now, true. In comparison to Darwin Nunez, two of them are them the biggest name we come.
Yeah.
No, most start from there. Now, the biggest names that we come Premier League, we say, more or less, the newbies, we say, you don't know what's going to happen, but more just try. But on the long run, Darwin Nunez, flop ball. Haaland, the man to go to.
So the thing about Haaland and Darwin Nunez, we say, people will really, really be know, right? People will believe Haaland. We don't watch him from Borussia Dortmund. They come into the league. You know, so this guy actually has now generational talent. Not Haaland, we generational talent. So he was never in doubt. So those kind of people like me, and maybe we'll go if you know, if you never interview.
I get
so
that
we'll
from go, game we'll week
go,
one.
We'll go later. We'll later join us
from game week one.
I had in game week one.
We don't pull Haaland for team. But the people where really been the doubt Haaland, especially. And people will not to believe him, especially after they consider that committee shit match. You get where Haaland means like three sitters. They feel say or more.
This guy will flop. More.
He's coming to a new league. He go out to settle.
He go struggle.
People first watch him. You get. You better more go for Jesus. We just they switch from Man City. They come as now. And Darwin Nunez, we score for that committee shit. So now only them, you know, being get. But I mean, I'm sure say if you know doing that first week, he scored a brace on his first appearance in the Premier League.
Yeah.
You get. By the next week. Everybody, Haaland, straight up, man. Most owned. So now, the difference between. Unfortunately, Nunez, where everybody been. But the funny thing is that Nunez actually been get, you know, in moments this season, to be honest.
But there were like maybe two or, you know, past 4 weeks.
No, he actually passed 4 weeks. He has some kind of,
sure?
He has some kind of delivery. I mean, he has up to like 7-9 goals in the Premier League.
You know? I think 10.
10 goals.
But his big chances are like 17. So if you see him score like
when he scored
five more, he missed too many good chances.
That would bring me Ugo talking about we don't talk about Nunez, but still talking about his teammate Mohamed Salah. Now man, we be seeing no pick up at the right time. Like me and you get that back and forth. Salah. The truth of the matter be saying in the end. You just have to trust people.
Yes.
You always don't deliver points for you in years past.
Nah,
and I think Mosala can still do
six straight seasons. Now he don't deliver over 200 points. So now, Mr. Consistent.
And the funny thing again with Mosala and the fact, say, even when people like me no believe him, some people still believe him. Some managers still believe. Say, I know this guy go pop like this guy.
And income become differential for them because
in points rise. And brings me again to that point. Let me say, I think, I don't know whether who day podcast with me that very day. I've been a talk, say, maybe time don't reach me, say, Fantasy Premier League go side the reason, say, okay, oh, the likes of Musala, the likes of Martinelli, maybe Odegaard see this day as midfielder. Musala.
Okay, I remember.
Saka, all these guys, let me say, they pop goals this season. Put them as strikers.
You've been talk about them with
Dayo. Because one thing where we say, I feel, and I say, Mo Salah for £12 million is expensive as a midfielder. When we say, I feel still get them as striker. When we say, another striker where they pop goals like him, Harry Kane, now almost the same range of price.
By he actually season, start as 13.
Can you imagine?
Then Harry Kane, 11.5.
So, by next season, Haaland himself goes go jump, go up.
Definitely.
Haaland fit be 13 or 14.
Haaland will be the most expensive.
Why not just make Mo Salah a forward instead of keeping him as a midfielder?
Now, why Salah fit be forward now the positioning? Now, the same reason why Martinelli and Saka no go fit be forward.
But you know, they be
wide forwards for formation. But for forward. FPL, based on say they know they the center, they don't see them as strikers.
But see the point where they make. The point where they make now say the forwards where you keep them as. Like when Liverpool been they play with Bobby Firmino, Bobby Firmino be striker.
But in the play the center of the front.
But you know she no be striker. You know me and you know she no be striker.
You know say Mane, no time when Mane ever be striker for FPL.
That's the point. Mane, we know say normally he's not striker, but Fantasy Premier League you know put him as striker.
Okay, make us one question. You go make Diaz for Liverpool. You go make him striker.
Yes.
Diaz for Liverpool.
No. But why you want
left wing now LW now?
Okay, see the point where they make now in the event of say okay you play 4-3-3, you get 4-3 midfield or let's even say 3-5-2, you get midfielders really okay somebody like Riyad Mahrez now.
Yeah,
I go say okay Riyad Mahrez more or less midfielder because he plays more from the midfield. But players will be say they join attack more often than not.
This season, now because of Pep change formation, last season when they played 4-3-3, Mahrez they played that same place where Salah they
midfield.
Play.
Midfield.
You know now call him striker now.
But Salah has always been a striker.
In the play right wing.
Okay, man, don't use the word striker. More he has been a forward.
Yes.
Because the
but in terms of FPL.
The forward.
In terms of FPL, he's FPL, not the center position, forward.
But Olamide, if you understand.
Top nine.
We'll go wait. If you understand, FPL don't even get striker. FPL get forwards. Do you know that?
No, but I'm saying the...
No, I'm saying the terminology where FPL they use. Three forwards. Abi?
Yeah, three forwards.
Yeah, forwards. Mm. So if they use forwards, that's why I say Luis Diaz, I go still use them as forward. I'm not even looking at, say, the striker's position, number nine position. No, I'm not looking at it from that angle.
So you say technically now, it look like, say, okay, say for example, if it's for Fantasy Premier League, they play 4-3-3.
Yeah.
So there's four defenders, three midfielders,
three forwards.
Then that three forwards.
Yeah, then you put
one come once, Mesa Salah be one of the
forwards. In the end, when you say Salah is a midfielder when he's playing as a forward, then it doesn't make sense because we know he's a forward player. He's not a midfielder. Yes.
You see this argument.
Just forget them.
Because they won't make the game simple. I won't bring something in. Yeah. DM, Rodri, and the rest of them they play DM.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be midfielders too.
Yes, now, but
they need to deliver points.
No, but the truth doesn't matter. But they be midfielders.
Because where they play behind.
That's the truth. The midfielder, attacking midfielder, defensive midfielder, central midfielder, they are all midfielders. Mm-hmm. But when you say somebody in a forward, don't be midfielder again.
But I don't know if you say you contribute anything to the game, Sha.
Move on.
No, I don't talk say come anything, but it gives me that advantage of putting more midfielders in my squad.
But the thing is, even if I mean so. As a midfielder, right?
Yeah.
Salah gets more points than you know when he scores than or when he get or we, when he yeah gets more scoring points than you know if he was put as a striker.
And 1 point for clean sheets.
1 point for clean sheet, exactly. Mm. So I mean, this is now win-win. Now win-win actually.
Still talking about some of the players we stand out. Yeah. We guys hail Harry Kane too, definitely. Baptism for Tottenham Hotspur, but
honest worker.
Hip hop.
Hi.
Olamide, the guy.
In break record now. She is scoring, I think, 26 or 27 games, something like that.
Yeah.
And moreover, he don't pass Jimmy Green.
Most games scored
in 38 games. Only got no response. Statistically, he's responsible for over 40% of their goals this season.
Mm.
Over 40% of sports goals come from one man. And the highest percentage in the way people don't contribute for to 20 team points this season.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
See, so, you remember early season when I talk about XG? It don't come on the sites now.
Yeah.
It is XG and XT. Like, yes, now XG and XT.
So I won't be surprised if Musa now becomes a forward next season because of what I talk here.
Nah.
But move on, Shapali. Mostly talk about players. We still pop and players we know pop. This is okay. Like we mentioned, Harry Kane. Most you mentioned about. I'm going to talk about Arsenal. I want to talk about the three guys we get double digits for them: Odegaard, Martinelli, Gabriel Jesus, and also Bukayo Saka.
Martinelli just the unfortunate for cross 200. Now just this injury now. Even appearance point. 198 is
because
quite
these
high.
These guys, nobody expects from Arsenal. For me, I know even the best way I even go pop pass maybe in Bukayo Saka. After then, no. But I don't expect Martinelli. I don't expect much from Odegaard. Mm-hmm. Because Odegaard score pop goals too. For Arsenal, he bring points too. Also, the fact say Arsenal get more players for inside, people will bring points for managers. This is true. He speaks a lot. Speaks a lot.
You know, thinking about this thing now, next season, who will be the Arsenal for next season? Because, you know, see, Arsenal, they misprise most of their players. Sure, you know.
Well, that's
because
that's
are the reason teams now, like Liverpool, that Europa League where they go play, they will likely not play all those big players when they start off. Yeah. Like those first round, they go on the test some kind of fringe players. So their assets feel good for
Liverpool,
for FPL. Yeah, Liverpool. Yeah, but then whenever, Tottenham too. Tottenham, if they go sign manager, they will feel probably get one or two players since they know they go Europe. So not just weekend. They go also day good. You know, reason like that.
See, I still feel say for Liverpool own, make I come to Liverpool. For that Liverpool own, I feel say in the end, you still have to just chill. See waiting you're in club going enter market. Because like I'm not, they lose so many players this season. Keita, they lose Firmino. Definitely. He's losing so many players, so many of him key players. If not me, for next season, they project into next season for Liverpool, I'll be very cautious in personal life because they are signing Darwin Nunez never pop. You know, pop for Premier League, Fantasy Premier League this season. So anybody they go for again now, I'll be very careful. Thiago Alcantara will be saying me, I've been thinking, say, early season, saying go pop. Injury, no make him. So for Liverpool, one angle, I would be very, very cautious in picking any of their players, honestly speaking. Apart from maybe Mo Salah. And you know that. Okay. Olamide, still talking about players, when we say shine. We'll talk about Brighton quickly. Shapali. Trossard, been a do well. He move. Go Arsenal. Now, yeah. Brighton player still Temamas this season. But then Arsenal player in the end. McAllister, somehow he pop. Mitoma been the pop. All of a sudden, towards the end of the season, bah. We just say and say the guy, you'll die off.
So the thing is, even I remember when the season first started, I've been start with Pascal Gross for my team.
And he's against my youth.
I kept my faith with Pascal Gross.
But then again, you say at some point, Pascal Gross wanted to play right back.
Exactly. They are positional change. I think with Brighton, their positional changes are plenty. So based on the kind of
they don't get squad depth. So when Veltman be injured,
sharply move.
Gross guys go play there.
Exactly. So you see,
but lately, Caicedo nine can play there because he get pace.
But like I think towards I think after the World Cup, nine most of the assets gone. I mean, you know, Mitoma bust into the scene. You just drop. Even if you even get your own deep, you get any. They have still worries about, you know, how intake they finish, because you got to actually get chances because of how tricky he is and that kind of stuff.
But they make jokes, they hope say the next thesis when go right will not be about dribbling, will be about finishing.
Because hopefully,
the XG they have, but the points didn't come.
Yeah, I know they bring the points.
Finishing is a problem. But anyway, come back into, you know, after against Arsenal, let me get against their last match against
Southampton.
Against Southampton, I guess. He had an assist for Evan Ferguson. So, yeah, exactly, man. Now, one of the people.
Estupinian. All of a sudden, gone the day people like. I mean, I don't know.
Estupinian gone take corner too. Which one out to your appeal?
You know the funny thing.
Say if defender they take corner, we think they read us for system now. Chances created, and that thing would increase in bonus points. Like Trippier now, as they just draw that Leicester, as they draw Trippier 3 bonus points because all those in crosses and this thing they read as
the funny thing about this Estupinian. I think and Imadi on show that day. And they talk and say, because he put, was it Louis Dunk? I think that Louis Dunk and Estupinian input because they look at some of the players.
Okay.
And me, I can't talk, say, I go prefer Estupinian to
Louis Dunk.
To Dunk.
Bam. 2 weeks later, this guy scored against Arsenal. I don't know. Maybe I've not just slot him in for 17 my squad.
Points. 17
I'm telling
points.
You, 17. But in the end, Brighton are on a good run this season for many FPL. They are players for many FPL managers.
Before we proceed, Oluremi Kolawole, name be the highest for the world in 36, and a Niger guy, girl.
How many points?
165.
Wow. Oluremi, if you watch this podcast,
Podcast are there. For Rama, babe. Just try.
Buzz us. Enter our DM, we'll talk. We'll talk about Newcastle. That's true. More champagne talk because we'll not get time. We'll talk about Newcastle. And some of their players pop. Willock pop. Isaac Pope, Wilson Pope, Trippier Pope, Nick Pope. Well,
because Trippier
on their dead balls and set
you get when you get dry run, like it's blanks.
But then they get some players with Pope too for inside their squad.
XA, now because of all those in crosses. See that against Southampton, 1.13. That's it could have easily given like 3 assists.
That's exactly.
Okay. More look this weekend. More just game week captains. Captains speak. People say they prefer Haaland. Haaland, I don't know whether I go rest him.
But remember, as they don't win that league.
Their match against Chelsea.
But Pep talks say he would like test out in players against Brighton. Say that they play good football.
But now Brighton and a double
but
game.
But that means say in 38, which is the last one, Brentford. They feel no play first team players. That's they feel just play fringe. Since they gave two finals to play.
So if you go pick any of the captains, who you go pick?
I don't go pick Man City player. I go advice against Man City player. Or you go for Mahrez or Alvarez. Now them go likely start.
Since now them be the. I definitely pick Man City player. I go for this guy. Because their final game match against Southampton.
Southampton, they don't concede many goals. But funny enough, they don't score past Man U. Since game week 26, Man United don't score the least amount of goals.
Oh, Man U, they win.
But they don't score the least amount of goals. 1-0. Even Chelsea, where they poach, don't score past them.
What is this guy? Mitro.
Since he come back, he don't score
3 goals.
Then our boy, Taiwo Awoniyi. This thing it will affect goals. Structure for next season.
5 goals.
Guys, they play 3-4-3 next season because all those
Mbeumo,
Awoni, all those strikers, they do well.
Most strikers.
Okay, moving on, more projecting to next season. First off, most start from Ivan Toney when we go play at least the first few games.
They say that till January next year.
In day out, one of the shining light for these seasons too. We pop points. Ingo day out. Still next season, more just forecasting to players will be safe hip hop. Players will be safe, we know so they go see the Premier League. Bukayo Saka don't sign a new contract. Definitely. He don't settle down more now. More money, more responsibility.
Martinelli too go come back before season starts.
Which players you go the reason for next season? Just give me maybe like 3 or 4.
It will depend on how they take price them. And the pricing will determine. But
apart from apart from even the pricing. But normally, which player you go envisage or you go hope, say, this season they don't do well, next season, carry the same form.
I will still likely take Saka because in the onset, in the play corner, in the play this thing, and then in the on pens, I would like take maybe a player like Arno Odegaard. Not Saka and Odegaard together, but a player like Odegaard. Maybe say, if they play behind them, the forwards, maybe say, if they shoot, if they create chances. Then that's for midfield. Then for strikers, this time around, I got Skolle, all those small strikers. All those guys, they'll do well this time around. So Mitrovic and Mbeumo, because now we don't know the Mbeumo they shine.
Or even that you and Wissa.
Wissa too. But Wissa, I think Wissa is as a midfielder. I think it's really? As a midfielder, yes. Midfielder,
that's even get another striker self. Or if don't even remain for the club.
Then defenders, Trent. Hey, Trent don't invert. Since he invert, I talk him now. I say invert. I don't know how you see my tweet. See, inverting now.
Seriously speaking for Trent, that thing will really work for him for next season.
That's the inverting.
Yeah.
It will work now. Going to push further forward.
Hope they're going to find them out. Because one of the things why they always get problem with
they
Trent.
They go exploit that wing.
Now why it's good for club to enter market. Make sure, see, if that way Trent will play more next season, then may get better cover for him. We could, duck across.
That's now why they play Konate.
Exactly, We could duck across. They sharply cover for him.
Okay. You don't hear from our guys, then. Next season go still pop, normal. And for this season, best of luck for all the managers who don't win points. For the ones that will win plenty points, congratulations. For the ones that will win titles and the rest of them, I guess they want somebody win points highest for the whole world from Nigeria.
What do you think? For Gaming 36, Oluremi Kolawole.
Oluremi Kolawole, congratulations. Just share the money, Richard. Premier League is you. Well, anyway, we'll wrap up for the season. Fantasy Premier League brought to you by the Republicans, based on the matter and based on every way consigned managing your FPL team as you consign the 2022-2023 season. Now, here we will sign out. Anyhow, you want to take them, just make sure you still there with us on top of our podcast. Next season, we will come back bigger and better. Nabai Gary, Nabai Rice.